So let's talk New Year's resolutions.
Absolutely. New year, new money, which a lot of people have these goals, these great ambitions, these great aspirations that they plan to accomplish throughout the year. Not that you can't do it, but understand, as it relates to setting resolutions, as it relates to setting goals in general, you need to have an action plan. You need to have a plan to how you're going to accomplish that goal that you set out to achieve. And most of the time, people will set goals but don't have any plans in order to execute, because it's all about execution. Now, first, keep this in mind. Although this is a new year, you know, we're a few days into the new year, understand that you can push the reset button anytime.
Yes.
You don't have to wait for a new calendar switch in order to push the reset button. So it all starts in the mind. If you say that you want to make a change, you can start regardless of what time it is in the year. However, the beginning of the year is a great time to get started, to go ahead and start, you know, filling up your calendar with action steps and how you can make that happen. So that being said, many people have a resolution of wanting their finances to be better, whether they want to get out of debt or, you know, eliminate a nice amount of debt, whether they want to make more money, have more cash flow, whether they want to better their credit. All of those things fall into most of the goals that we are experiencing or hearing from different people that we connect with. But how are you going to accomplish those goals? It's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to actually do it. So what we like to do is give people game plans to help them accomplish those goals a bit more easily, so that way they're not, you know, stuck trying to figure it out or do all of the homework. We've done some legwork. We've done some background and some researching on certain things. And we just like to make it simple just so you can know that some of these things can be implemented immediately. So
yes,
New Year's resolutions, if you're following us, let us know what some of your goals are. Let us know what it is that you're liking to accomplish this year, and hopefully as we get the opportunity to do so, we'll be able to, you know, see what your goals are, see how we can help you accomplish them. But it all starts with knowledge. So that's what this is all about. We want to connect with you and just share some of the simple basic principles and framework to help you accomplish those goals.
Yes, most definitely. Another thing, you guys, before you just dive head first into your goals, right? Before you just start knocking out debt like crazy and opening up investment accounts and investing in all these different things that are popping up, again, it starts in the mind, all right? So if you're taking notes or if you're commenting in the thread, put in all caps, it starts in the mind. One of the things that we want every single person to do, especially if this isn't something that you've been doing previously, before diving in, pick up a book. All right. Let's just all dive into some type of personal growth, some type of motivational speaker. Let's get some financial books that we can read. Let's research multimillionaires and see how they live, how they got to the point of where they are. I feel like it needs to start there. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of times I hear people say, you know, in order to be a millionaire, be wealthy, you must do what they do. But in all actuality, you must do what they did. You see, if you do what they yes. do, now that they've already accomplished what they've accomplished, then you'll find yourself, you know, dead broke. But if you do what they did during the times when people weren't watching them, it's all about what happens behind the scene, not necessarily what you see first and foremost. So you got to do what they did.